News 18 Daybreak. The perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. 8 people were killed as violence erupted in Lakhimpur Kheri during a farmers' protest over Uttar Pradesh Deputy Chief Minister Keshav Prasad Maurya's visit, according to an official. 2 SUVs were set on fire by angry farmers, reports said, after they hit a group of protesters. 4 of the dead were travelling in the vehicles, a UP government official in Lucknow said. Lakhimpur Kheri District Magistrate Arvind Kumar Chaurasia said 4 farmers and 4 others were killed. Terming the clashes unfortunate, Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath said the state government will probe the incident and will take strict action against perpetrators. The farmers had assembled there to oppose Maurya's visit to Banbirpur, the native village of Union Minister of State for Home and MP Ajay Kumar Mishra. Maurya's visit to Banbirpur village was cancelled in view of the violence. The violence broke out after 2 SUVs allegedly ran over a group of anti-farm law protesters who were demonstrating at the Tikonia-Banbirpur road. Farmers alleged that the union minister's son was in one of the vehicles, a charge denied by Mishra. Mishra told PTI over the phone that 3 BJP workers and a driver were beaten to death by some elements in the protesting farmers after a car in which they were travelling turned turtle following pelting of stones. 5 months after spearheading the TMC to a landslide win in the assembly election, West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee scored a personal point with a massive victory on Sunday in the Bhabanipur by-poll with a record margin of 58,835 votes. Her victory, which came after her surprise defeat in Nandigram in the assembly elections held earlier this year, was expected by most analysts. Political pundits and voters were watching out for her margin of victory. By notching up an all-time high margin in this urban constituency in the heart of Kolkata, Banerjee seems to have underlined her popularity in her home state. Her party, Trinamool Congress, is also looking at a clean sweep in the by-polls to other seats in the state, with massive leads in Murshidabad, Shamshirganj and Jangipur assembly constituencies where elections were held, along with Bhabanipur on Thursday. Banerjee, the TMC candidate for the Bhabanipur seat in South Kolkata, secured 85,263 votes. Her nearest rival, BJP's Priyanka Tibrewal, garnered 26,428 votes, while CPIM's Srijit Biswas polled 4,226 votes, the Election Commission said. "I want to thank the people of Bhabanipur, West Bengal, who were waiting for these results. The people of Bhabanipur have given a befitting reply to the conspiracy that was hatched to defeat me in Nandigram. I don't want to say much on a sub judice matter. The counting is over and we have won the seat," Mamata said. A Mumbai court on Sunday sent Bollywood actor Shah Rukh Khan's son Aryan Khan, Arbaaz Seat merchant and Munmun Dhamecha to one-day NCB custody in alleged connection with the seizure of banned drugs on board a cruise ship off the Mumbai coast. All 3 were arrested on Sunday evening and were produced before a special holiday court of Additional Metropolitan Magistrate R.K. Rajay Bhosle. Later in the day, the remaining 5 accused were also held and will be produced before the court on Monday after their medical test. The NCB had sought custody of the accused for 2 days on the grounds that the investigation is at a nascent stage. The anti-drug agency said 13 grams of cocaine, 5 grams of MD, 21 grams of charas and MDMA and rupees 1,33,000 in cash were recovered during the search operation. 8 persons were apprehended in this operation, the NCB said. The court granted one-day NCB custody of the 3 accused. They will be produced again before the Honourable Court on Monday for their judicial custody. Further remaining 5 accused, namely Nupur Satija, Ishmit Singh Chadha, Mohak Jaiswal, Gomit Chopra and Vikrant Chokar, were arrested later in the day and will be produced before the Honourable ACMM Court tomorrow after their medical, the NCB said in a statement. Based on a tip-off that a party was scheduled on the ship, an NCB team led by its zonal director, Sameer Vankhede, had raided the Goa-bound Cordelia cruise ship and recovered drugs from some of the passengers. Aryan Khan's advocate, Satish Manishinde, argued that his client does not even have a ticket. According to the department, though nothing has been found on him, only based on chats, the NCB feels he can be implicated. I'm willing to settle for one day remand, the advocate said, adding, he has been treated well and there is no harassment. Manishinde told the court that his client was not found in possession, nor did he lie about consumption, and does not have any connection to those people that NCB is suggesting. Manishinde said he would now file an application seeking bail for Aryan Khan. Since it is a bailable offence, all three accused moving for immediate bail, he said. Meanwhile, Arbaaz and Munmun's lawyer said the remand application nowhere states that how much quantity was recovered from accused 1, 2 or 3. So it is vague and it is my right to get bail, the lawyer said. Aryan Khan has been booked under sections 27, that is punishment for consumption of any narcotic drug or psychotropic substance, 8C, that is produce, manufacture, possess, sell or purchase of drugs, and other relevant provisions of the Narcotics, Drugs and Psychotropic Substances, or NDPS Act. Hundreds of world leaders, powerful politicians, billionaires, celebrities, religious leaders and drug dealers have been hiding their investments in mansions, exclusive beachfront property, yachts and other assets for the past quarter century, according to a review of nearly 12 million files obtained from 14 firms located around the world. The report released on Sunday by the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists involved 600 journalists from 150 media outlets in 117 countries. It is being dubbed the Pandora Papers because the findings shed light on the previously hidden dealings of the elite and the corrupt, and how they have used offshore accounts to shield assets collectively worth trillions of dollars. The more than 330 current and former politicians identified as beneficiaries of the secret accounts include Jordan's King Abdullah II, former UK Prime Minister Tony Blair, Czech Republic Prime Minister Andrej Babis, Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta, Ecuador's President Guillermo Lasso, and associates of both Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan and Russian President Vladimir Putin. The billionaires called out in the recent report include Turkish construction mogul Ermen Ilisak and Robert T. Brockman, the former CEO of software maker Reynolds & Reynolds. Many of the accounts were designed to evade taxes and conceal assets for other shady reasons, according to the report. The new data leak must be a wake-up call, said Sven Giegold, a Green Party lawmaker in the European Parliament. Global tax evasion fuels global inequality. We need to expand and sharpen the countermeasures now. Oxfam International, a British consortium of charities, applauded the Pandora Papers for exposing brazen examples of greed that deprived countries of tax revenue that could be used to finance programs and projects for the greater good. The Pandora Papers are a follow-up to a similar project released in 2016 called the Panama Papers, compiled by the same journalistic group. The latest bombshell is even more expansive, porting through nearly 3 terabytes of data, the equivalent of roughly 750,000 photos on a smartphone, leaked from 14 different service providers doing business in 38 different jurisdictions in the world. The records date back to the 1970s, but most of the files span from 1996 to 2020. In contrast, the Panama Papers culled through 2.6 terabytes of data leaked by one now-defunct law firm called Mossack Fonseca that was located in the country that inspired that project's nickname. The latest investigation dug into accounts registered in familiar offshore havens including the British Virgin Islands, Seychelles, Hong Kong and Belize. But some of the secret accounts were also scattered around in trusts set up in the US, including 81 in South Dakota and 37 in Florida. Some of the initial findings released on Sunday painted a sordid picture of the prominent people involved. For instance, the investigation found advisors helped King Abdullah II of Jordan set up at least 36 shell companies from 1995 to 2017, helping the monarch buy 14 homes worth more than $106 million in the US and the UK. One was a $23 million California Ocean View property bought in 2017 through a British Virgin Islands company. The advisors were identified as an English accountant in Switzerland and lawyers in the British Virgin Islands. There was no immediate comment from Jordan's Royal Palace. Blair, UK Prime Minister from 1997 to 2007, became the owner of an 8.8 million-dollar Victorian building in 2017 by buying a British Virgin Islands company that held the property, and the building now hosts the law firm of his wife, Sherry Blair, according to the investigation. The two bought the company from the family of Bahrain's Industry and Tourism Minister, Zayed bin Rashid Al Zayani. Buying the company shares instead of the London building saved the Blairs more than $400,000 in property taxes, the investigation found. The Blairs and the Al Zayanis both said they didn't initially know the other party was involved in the deal, the probe found. Khan, the Pakistani Prime Minister, is not accused of any wrongdoing, but members of his inner circle, including Finance Minister Shaukat Fayaz Ahmad Tareen, are accused of hiding millions of dollars in wealth in secret companies or trusts, according to the journalist's findings. In a tweet, Khan vowed to recover the ill-gotten gains and said his government will look into all citizens mentioned in the documents and take action if needed. In 2009, Czech Prime Minister Andrej Babiš put $22 million into shell companies to buy a chateau property in a hilltop village in Mougins, France, near Cannes, the investigation found. The shell companies and the chateau were not disclosed in Babiš's required asset declarations, according to documents obtained. A real estate group owned indirectly by Babiš bought the Monaco company that owned the chateau in 2018, the probe found. I was waiting for them to bring something right before the election to harm me and influence the Czech election, Babiš tweeted in his first reaction to the report. The Czech Republic parliamentary election is being held on Friday and Saturday. I've never done anything illegal or wrong, Babiš added. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Stay safe and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.